Americans condone his actions.
In Boston, people wore and waved flags, one sign reading, "Make America Great Again, Deport Trump." Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Some protesters are upset with the Trump administration's plan to dismantle USAID. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says resistance by some staffers has made that process tougher.
Our preference would have been to do this in a more orderly fashion from the top down, but we had no cooperation and, in fact, insubordination, and so it required us to work from the bottom up.
The USAID firings drew hundreds of protesters to the front of the U.S. Capitol, where California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi said Elon Musk should not be making those decisions.
He has absolutely no right in shutting down USAID. We cannot allow that.
President Trump just signed an executive order banning transgender women and girls from women's sports.
From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
The Wall Street Journal reports Google is dropping its goal of hiring more employees from diverse groups and is reviewing its DEI programs. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if U.S. troops would be involved in President Trump's proposal to have the U.S. take over Gaza.
I would reject the premise of your question that this forces the United States to be entangled in conflicts abroad. The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza.
More countries are denouncing Trump's idea. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
Saudi Arabia said Palestinians would not budge from their land, while the Palestinian Authority said peace and stability would only come with the creation of an independent Palestinian state.
Had enough of those online meetings?
Zoom fatigue is real. And while there is a mental and physical exhaustion associated with sitting through a bunch of video meetings, a new study out of Michigan State University found those who don't like staring at their cell phone camera suffer from it the most. The researchers say that people dissatisfied with their facial appearance used more filters and avatars for impression management. And this mirror anxiety has significant implications, they say, for workplace productivity and individual well-being. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Dow up more than 300 points at the close. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got the reason why your paper wasn't delivered. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website and sent to subscribers says they're experiencing technical problems that prevented print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. A wintry mix starting tonight could lead to icy roads tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says conditions could cause it to be slick tomorrow for the AM commute. Winds will pick up later in the day tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Caledonia cop that brought someone back to life got honored this week. Caledonia Police Officer Andrew Geldin was recognized by Ascension Healthcare for his life-saving actions on January 5th. Officer Geldin successfully revived someone without a pulse and not breathing. The patient was taken to Ascension and has since made a full recovery. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has a approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process, the Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and this weekend marks the opening of the Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival at Over Our Head Players at the 6th Street Theater, so says Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that the Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival at Over Our Head Players is pretty near and dear to my heart. They're in their 21st Snowdance. The run is completely sold out. They have 9 original 10-minute comedies in one evening.
I love that this, opens, by the way. I love it.
That opens on Friday, February 7th, with the winners announced on Sunday, March 9th. Each of the winners of the Best in Snow Award takes home a cash prize. And the cast is currently hard at work on those 9 entries with dress rehearsals happening this week. Those entries were chosen from over 706.
Wow.
There's one from Mount Pleasant and there's one from the UK. So a little bit of everything going on.
Do they usually try to have somebody local in there, or is it all just based on whatever submissions they have?
The submissions are read blindly. So every time that a Racine playwright makes the cut, they made the cut on merit and humor and not on any No home cooking.
All right. It's the 21st annual Snow Dance 10-Minute Comedy Festival at Over Our Head Players at the 6th Street Theater. That's Diane Carlson of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl. Get around.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you stopped into one of our sponsor locations yet to try to win that Valentine's Day contest? You're running out of time to do so. We're going to pick a winner coming up this Monday, but here's the deal. You know that we play the Timeless Hits, and now as Valentine's Day is sneaking up, we're going to help you with timeless gifts, too. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts Giveaway. We're going to select one lucky winner, and we're going to give them all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are there. They're covered by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha. You got your sweet tooth covered. That's by Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. And, of course, that all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And, of course, a great date night, too, a concert with Herman's Hermits and the Association. That's going to be at the Genesee Theater February 28th. How do you enter? Simply stop in at any of those sponsor locations. We're going to choose a winner at random on Monday and call that winner with all the details. So, stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, or Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, or the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits and timeless gifts, too, for your Valentine from WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day, and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, Big
takes the three, left side, yes, sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Stephen Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World on WRJN. One of the most, optimistic and uplifting songs ever conceived. What a Wonderful World was written by Bob Thiel and George Weiss. Weiss was a songwriter who helped create the hit version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
It rains whenever
as she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits and high school basketball. WRJN, that's right. We continue our tradition of covering high school sports. This week's game is Racine Park at Racine Case. It's tomorrow night. The pregame's at 6:30. The tip-off's at 7. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. And remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A wintry mix starting tonight could lead to icy roads tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says conditions could cause it to be slick tomorrow for the AM commute. Winds will pick up later in the day tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Caledonia cop that brought someone back to life got honored this week. Caledonia Police Officer Andrew Geldin was recognized by Ascension Healthcare for his life-saving actions on January 5th. Officer Geldin successfully revived someone without a pulse and not breathing. The patient was taken to Ascension and has since made a full recovery. A formal acknowledgement for Officer Geldin is still to come at a police awards ceremony in April. Dodge County prosecutors have filed felony charges connected to the ongoing Amber Alert. The criminal complaint against 40-year-old Gary Day shows a history between Day and Sophia Franklin, including a previous incident where Franklin was found in Arkansas with Day back in December. Franklin is a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam who's been missing since February 2nd. Police are looking for a black Buick LaCrosse with either Arkansas or Pennsylvania license plates. The local impact of federal funds getting dispersed is covered at RacineCountyEye.com. They've got a story up about how some Head Start and early Head Start programs have had payments delayed. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WRJN.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Hey guys, this year, show her you really love her by ordering one of those deluxe air fryers. Sure, she'll love it.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me. She took my hand. We walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Since the number one.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, Don Rosen is on each weekday morning from 6 till 9, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is also home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. Now you can hear many of them in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Surround.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Flowers fade. Chocolates melt. But jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port. And programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't be wrong.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Be careful if you're heading out tonight. We're looking for a little snow or freezing rain overnight with a low of 28. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. didn't I, baby? Didn't I do the best I could? Now, didn't I? So don't you be stuck.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has signed an executive order banning transgender athletes from female sports.
Female athletes have been forced onto the front lines, and men claiming to be girls have stolen more than 3,500 victories. That's a lot. And invaded more than 11,000 competitions designed for women.
Schools that don't comply with the order could lose their federal funding. Shane Diamond is